Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. Campaigning for seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections ends today. Maharashtra government suspends two doctors who changed blood samples of Pune car crash accused. Southwest monsoon likely to arrive in Kerala today, 2 days ahead of its normal onset date of 1st June. IMD says prevailing severe heat wave conditions in northwest and central India to subside gradually from today. India and Bangladesh hold fourth round of consular dialogue in New Delhi. And in chess, Pragnananda topples world number one Magnus Carlsen for first time in classical event at Norway Chess 2024. And now the news in detail. Campaigning for seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections will end today. Leaders of various political parties are intensifying the last-minute rallies. Voting will be held on Saturday in 57 parliamentary constituencies spread over 7 states and the Union Territory of Chandigarh. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 seats in Bihar, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand and a Union Territory of Chandigarh are going to polls on 1st of June. Simultaneously, 42 assembly seats in Odisha will also go to polls. Counting of votes will be taken up on 4th of June. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed rallies in West Bengal and Odisha yesterday. In West Bengal, the PM addressed a rally in Mathurapur. He said everyone looks at India with respect today and this has been made possible because people voted to power a BJP-led NDA government at the centre. Addressing a rally in Balasore, Odisha, the Prime Minister said, after witnessing the joy and excitement among the voters in West Bengal, Jharkhand and Odisha, he is certain that a mazboot Modi Sarkar will be formed for the third time at the centre. On the last day of campaigning for Lok Sabha elections, Mr. Modi will address a party rally in Hoshiarpur town of Punjab today. Tight security arrangements have been made for this rally. Besides it, the BJP National President, Mr. J.P. Nadda, is also scheduled to address rallies in Amritsar, Faridkot and Roopnagar in favour of party candidates. On the other hand, senior Aam Aadmi Party leader and State Chief Minister Shri Bhagwan Singh Mann is scheduled to hold road shows in various districts. Meanwhile, Shiromani Akali Dal President Sukhbir Singh Badal campaigned for party candidate in Amritsar last evening. Today is the last day for the campaigning for seventh and final phase of elections in Uttar Pradesh. Political parties are using all their might to woo the voters. A report.
The high decibel poll cacophony will fall silent as the hectic campaign for the seventh and final phase of elections on 13 Lok Sabha seats in Uttar Pradesh will end this evening. Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh will campaign in Kushinagar, Robertsganj and Chandauli constituencies, while Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh Mohan Yadav will hold road shows in Kushinagar and Sonbhadra constituencies. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will campaign in Maharajganj and Ghosi Lok Sabha seats today. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In Jharkhand, leaders of various parties are making last-ditch effort to woo voters in favour of their party candidates. Visit of senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi to Dumka has been cancelled due to unavoidable reasons. Jharkhand BJP Chief Babulal Marandi will hold rallies in Goda and Sahibganj. Chief Minister Champai Soren will address a series of meetings in Goda, Dumka and Sahibganj in favour of party candidates. Leaders of RJD and left parties will also hold rallies and road shows today. Polling will be held in three constituencies, Goda, Dumka and Sahibganj of Santhal region of Jharkhand during the final phase of elections on Saturday. In Bihar, today is the last day of campaigning in 8 parliamentary constituencies under 7th phase of Lok Sabha elections. Patna Sahib, Ara, Patliputra, Nalanda, Sasaram, Karakat and Baksar Lok Sabha constituencies will go to polls on 1st of June. Several senior leaders and star campaigners of NDA and Grand Alliance will make a last-ditch effort today to woo the voters in support of their party candidates. BJP State President Samrat Chaudhary will hold public meetings in poll-bound areas. Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Kumar Sinha will hold door-to-door campaign in Nalanda, Jahanabad, Pataliputra constituencies. LJP Ram Vilas Party Chief Chirag Paswan will also hold public meetings in support of NDA candidates. On the other hand, RJD Chief Lalu Prasad will hold roadshow and voters' outreach program in Pataliputra constituency. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will take a whirlwind tour of all 8 parliamentary constituencies and address public meetings. In our series of key constituencies for Lok Sabha polls, today we bring you a report on Mandi parliamentary constituency in Himachal Pradesh. This constituency, considered the centre of Himachal's politics, is the second largest parliamentary constituency in the country by area. The Mandi parliamentary constituency includes 17 assembly segments from 6 districts of the state: Mandi, Chamba, Kullu, Shimla, Kinnaur and Lahaul Spiti.
This time, 10 candidates are contesting in the Mandi parliamentary constituency, although the main battle is expected to be between the Congress and the BJP. Interestingly, the Bharatiya Janata Party has fielded famous film actress Kangana Ranaut, who hails from Mandi district, as its candidate. On the other hand, the Congress has chosen Vikramaditya Singh, son of the late former Chief Minister Birbhadra Singh and current MP from this constituency, Pratibha Singh. BJP candidate Kangana Ranaut is campaigning on the achievements of the Modi government over the past 10 years and on Modi Ki Guarantee. Meanwhile, Congress candidate Vikramaditya Singh is highlighting the work done during the 1.5 years of the state government and the development initiative undertaken by his late father, who served as the state's chief minister 6 times. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024. A special program on the general elections every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the morning news. In a major crackdown, Maharashtra government has suspended 2 senior doctors of the Sassoon General Hospital, Pune on various charges, including tampering with blood samples of the minor accused in the Porsche car crash of May 19th. While Dr. Ajay Tavre and Dr. Srihari Halnur have been suspended with immediate effect, the dean of the hospital, Dr. Vinayak Kale, has been sent on compulsory leave. The action against these doctors came after a special 3-member medical panel headed by Dr. Pallavi Sepal carried out a 2-day inquiry into the circumstances leading to the change of blood samples and tampering with the blood report of the accused. Both the doctors are currently in police custody till tomorrow. Southwest monsoon is expected to hit Kerala today, 2 days ahead of the normal onset date of 1st of June. India Meteorological Department, IMD, said that monsoon can advance over some parts of northeastern states by today. We spoke to senior scientist at IMD, R.K. Jenamani, about the arrival of monsoon.
Kerala continue to get the heavy rainfall and also the wind condition, cloud condition. So almost all the criteria for the onset of monsoon over Kerala is getting satisfied. So IMD has made a statement that conditions continue to favorable for our onset of monsoon over Kerala today on 30th May 2024. And because of this heavy to very heavy rainfall likely to continue over Kerala today and tomorrow also. Further, for the other area like Lakshadweep, South Arabian Sea and Southwest Bay of Bengal, monsoon also will further advance today.
Weather Department also forecasts that isolated heavy rainfall is expected over Kerala, Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Mahi during next 5 days beginning tomorrow. Rainfall is also predicted over Tamil Nadu and South Interior Karnataka on the 1st and 2nd of June. The weather agency informed that rainfall is over Bihar, Jharkhand, Gangetic, West Bengal, Odisha is likely during the next 5 days. IMD has said that severe heatwave conditions prevailing over northwest and central India are likely to subside gradually from today. Talking to Akashwani News, IMD Director General Mrityunjay Mohapatra said that northwest India is expected to witness isolated to scattered light rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm and lightning till 2nd of June, as the fresh western disturbances are likely to affect this region today.
One western disturbance is approaching northwest India. So under its influence, we are expecting rainfall activity or thunderstorm activity over northwest India. It will lead to fall in temperature, and temperature fall has commenced. In addition to that, southwesterly winds are prevailing from northern parts of Arabian Sea towards northwest India. So these cold winds also will help in reducing the temperature.
The fourth round of India-Bangladesh Consular Dialogue was held in New Delhi. Joint Secretary Consular, Passport and Visa Division, Dr. Aman Puri, led the Indian delegation, while the delegation from Bangladesh side was led by Director General South Asia Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Raqibul Haq. The two sides held wide-ranging discussions on mechanisms to strengthen coordination and cooperation on consular issues, visa matters, repatriation, MLAT and extradition cases. British Parliament was dissolved midnight last night as the five-week campaign period began leading up to the general elections on July 4th. As the clock struck 1 minute past midnight, all 650 seats of Members of Parliament became vacant, marking the official commencement of the electoral process. The election is expected to bring the Labour Party back to power after 14 years of Conservative rule. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's election announcement, which took place amidst a heavy downpour, has been seen by many as a shaky start to the campaign. In chess, Pragnananda toppled Magnus Carlsen for the first time in classical event. The 18-year-old Indian prodigy took down the world number one with the white pieces in the third round of Norway Chess 2024. Ace Indian shuttler P.V. Sindhu will face Carolina Marin of Spain in the women's singles pre-quarters of the Singapore Open BWF Super 750 badminton tournament today. She defeated world number 21 Lynne Castfeldt in straight games 21-12, 22-20 to advance to the round of 16 yesterday. In men's singles round of 16, India's H.S. Pranoy will take on Kenta Nishimoto of Japan today. Earlier, former world number one Kidambi Srikanth had to bow out due to an injury yesterday. In Ladakh, the Ladakh Academy of Arts, Culture and Language, Kargil, organized a prestigious book release program at TFC Kargil to unveil Rajgun Purak, a comprehensive historical account authored by renowned historian Mohammad Sadiq Hardesi. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Most newspapers today lead with unprecedented and unforgiving heat continuing to grip the capital. 52 degrees Celsius plus at Mungeshpur, capital hits record in sizzling summer, leads the Hindustan Times. Baked Delhi waits to exhale, writes the Pioneer. Avoid exposure, drink fluids, advise doctors as cases spike, is another headline in the Hindustan Times. The Times of India informs, wasting water will now cost you Rs 2,000 fines for using pipes to wash cars, overflowing tanks. The Asian Age on its front page writes, blow to Kejriwal as Supreme Court refuses to hear bail extension plea. Delhi CM to return to jail on June 2nd. Rudra M's second air-to-surface missile successfully flight-tested by DRDO, writes the statesman. And finally, the Delhi Tribune has a heartwarming story of courage and community spirit. The headline reads, when neighbors saw ray of hope in broken hospital window panes, as Vivek Vihar Hospital burnt, formed chain to evacuate five babies. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections ends today. Maharashtra government suspends two doctors who changed blood samples of Pune car crash accused. Southwest monsoon likely to arrive in Kerala today, 2 days ahead of its normal onset date of 1st June. IMD says prevailing severe heatwave conditions in northwest and central India to subside gradually from today. India and Bangladesh hold fourth round of consular dialogue in New Delhi, and in chess, Pragnananda topples world number one Magnus Carlsen for first time in classical event at Norway Chess 2024. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.